Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Neil Humphreys is joining us from Sungai Buloh Nature Park in the north part of Singapore. He has mud under his fingernails planting trees today. Neil, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Glenn Van Zutphen and colleagues, live from almost Malaysia. So apologies if the reception goes in and out. Malaysia is there. Singapore is here. My wonderful, I've forgotten the name. What's the name of this? A big stick axe thing. Chunkle. They just told me chunkle. I just used the chunkle. I put this down to plant the tree that is standing beside me not 10 minutes ago, my friend. This is a freshly dug tree planted by me live at Sungai Buloh as part of the 1 million trees movement that you just mentioned.
Hey, Neil, how many folks are out there today? Can you move your camera around? I think Tracy is doing your camera for you today, but can you have her kind of pan around to the and just show us a little bit of the area?
We could pan slightly. Apologies for any lagging. So I planted this tree. This tree came from Pulau Tekong. The wonderful thing about the 1 million trees movement is that every single tree is taken from a salvaged area somewhere else in Singapore. So if there's redevelopment going on elsewhere, like in this case, Pulau Tekong, they bring the trees from Pulau Tekong and plant them at a native area, coastal area. Now, if I move very, very slowly, we'll just come over here. This is a tree that we planted not 5 minutes ago. This is a tree that I believe came from Changi. There was some redevelopment at Changi, so they took the tree from Changi and planted it here, coastal. Now, the trees are selected very, very carefully in the 1 million tree movement. Why? Because this particular tree and these ones, they need that coastal sea spray. See, I'm very Steve Irwin now. I'm very Steve Backshaw, right? They need the coastal sea spray. And not only that, my friend, if you notice, this is a smaller tree. And if we pan very slowly to the taller trees, there's even like a stepping stone structure. So they'll plant the smallest trees right on the coastline, right on the mangroves, and then the trees will get progressively taller, giving shade to each tree behind. Now, if we move very, very slowly, I appreciate there may be some lagging. There's a young lady over here who planted this tree herself. Now, she is Abby Rose, my daughter. And she planted, we'll come over here now, and she planted this tree here. Now, I believe this is also another salvaged tree from parts of Singapore, different parts of Singapore, a coastal tree. There you go. She said it's very, very tiring because she's been using this. And unlike me, she knew the actual name for it, Glenn. I didn't know the name.
Yeah, her voice was a bit quiet, Neil, but we get the idea. She's having a good experience out there.
She's having a good experience and she's tired. It's basically the gist of it. Yes.
Yeah. And it looks like, you know, as we would expect, pretty hot out there today. You all are working up a good sweat swinging that spade thingy back and forth.
Yes, very much so. And the wonderful thing about this, yourself, all the Money FM listeners, everybody should get involved with this. Every tree that you see behind me today has been planted by a Singaporean volunteer. It's very, very simple. You just log online. You go to Trees SG, joined together, no gap, Trees SG, and you just register. You register. It's free. And you will be planting a tree that has been salvaged from a different part of the island. It could be from Changi. It could be from Labrador Park. Mm. It could be from Tekong, as I mentioned, Pulau Tekong. And they will replant the tree. You will replant the tree in an appropriate spot.
Interesting. Neil, I got to tell you, LL Tan, our good friend LL Tan, is on saying that you look, well, you sound better than you might look, but you look okay too. So that's from LL Tan. Strong and loud today. And Ian Chen is also saying good morning to us online on Facebook Live. Neil, how many folks are out there today planting? Do you get an idea about how many folks are there?
Well, that's a very good point, Glenn. It's because of the COVID restrictions. It has to be 5 in a group maximum, I believe. So the numbers are strictly handled by the National Parks Board. No groups bigger than 5. They go out with experts, gardeners, horticulturalists. You know, they don't let lunatics like me swing this thing around.
Thank goodness.
Unsupervised. So it's manageable in groups of 5. That's the first thing. The second thing that is amazing, since the circuit breaker, And we mentioned this on our show, Glenn. Hmm. The upswing in visitorship at places like Sungai Buloh is extraordinary. I think they get something like 3,000 plus visitors now at Sungai Buloh every weekend. I came here this morning, my friend. It was packed.
Really?
With people, absolutely, with people outside just appreciating nature and appreciating my natural getup. Well, as you can see.
Yes, you look very earthy today. Very earthy.
Thank you.
Now, I had read somewhere, and I don't know if you have the number on you, so I'll put you on a little bit on the spot, but I had read that already to date there have been a little over 50,000, about 51,000 trees planted out of the 1 million. This is according to a Trees SG website that you mentioned. Do they have any idea how long it's going to take them to actually get all 1 million into the ground?
See, that's why we're a team, my friend, because I'm prepared. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's I believe it's more than 50,000. Can someone say yes or no? Yes, I'm getting nods from everyone.
51,819, now 820 since you've just planted a tree. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, don't get me started on that, Glenn. They made me plant three. I came to do one. I did three.
Okay.
They said, because you are such a natural, why don't you do two more? So I've planted three today. You are absolutely correct. They're heading towards 52,000. Mm. It's a 1 million tree project over 10 years. The aim is to plant 100,000 trees every single year,
wow,
particularly in the areas that need them most. And I must say, they are doing a magnificent job, and they are way, way ahead of schedule. Great job.
Yeah. Now, you're in Sungai Buloh, obviously, and that's an area that we frankly think of as being pretty natural already, right? Why planting there versus maybe some other parts of town where there's you know, more of an urban landscape?
That's a good question. I was just talking to the staff. Just behind me is Kranji Dam, right? Mm. Which obviously there's a huge reservoir in Kranji that contributes to our water supply. Now, in recent years, because of the water flows coming out from the dam, there was some erosion on the edge of Sungai Buloh. So NParks did a magnificent job of redispersing some of the rocks to act as a buffer against the tidal surges. That's the first thing. And then because of the erosion, they had to replant the very area that I'm standing on now. So what they are basically doing is putting nature back again. So yes, you're right. I mean, hundreds of years ago, this would have been a mangrove beach, essentially, with all of the trees that we're replanting facing the sea. But due to erosion in previous decades, some of that was washed away. And what the Million Trees movement does is put some of that back, which is wonderful. And the best part is you put it back. You, the listeners, you put it back. You get out here, you work up a sweat. And as we've said so many times on our show, Glenn, it's about that tactile experience, feeling nature, touching nature, being a part of nature. And when you feel it, you touch it, hopefully you might want to save it and protect it.
Yeah, of course, we're talking with Neil Humphreys, who is up at Sungai Buloh Nature Reserve, planting trees, part of the 1 million trees project. I read online that 2 million trees have already been planted along roadsides, parks, and state land over the years in Singapore. So this would add another 1 million over the next decade, which is hard to imagine how much greener this place will be with a million more trees.
Well, that's a good point because, I mean, the wonderful gardener who helped me plant my trees this morning, that's his, you know, 9-to-5 day job, planting trees along roadsides, shrubberies, parks, gardens, and so on. You're absolutely right. NParks continues to plant hundreds of thousands of trees independently every year, and that continues. The difference between that and the 1 million tree movement is about you guys and the listeners. It's about actively getting the public involved so that they appreciate what we have. And when you come out here, Glenn, you know, it's a breezy day. I've got, you know, white-bellied eagles flying overhead. I've just seen a hornbill. A lizard just ran past and I almost had to change my underwear. When you come here,
a little too much information, but yeah, carry on.
As always, when you come here and you see Singaporean families, you know, experiencing nature, enjoying indigenous, that's the key point. All of the trees that we plant here are native trees.
Yeah.
So when you see the indigenous flora and fauna, you just realize we're so lucky to have what we have, you know, this nature in the city, that we're so lucky to have it, really. you just appreciate what we have. It's native flora and fauna, and it's right on your doorstep. You know, everyone should come out and experience this. It's great.
Now, you mentioned TreesSG is the website, and people can just get on there. They can check out not only what's going on, but they can also register to do a planting on their own. Is that correct?
Under supervision, yes. You go to TreesSG, register, put your name down on the website, register to plant a tree yourself. And then, yes, you will be supervised in a small group. There are different places. You don't have to come to Sungai Below. It's all there on the website where you can and can't plant trees. You know, maybe you'll pick somewhere a little closer to home or something that's sentimental to you or your family. You know, people plant trees for lots of reasons, you know, to celebrate being married, having a child, a loved one, a relative who passed away, or just to give something back to nature. There's a million reasons to plant a million trees. That should be the slogan.
That is very good. You should be in the marketing department there. NParks just may want to sign you up for that. Hey, I have to say that, you know, we've had one very pertinent comment. I think one comment that really sums up your live shot here today. And thank goodness we're doing Facebook Live, right? Because this would have not been possible even 4 weeks ago to have you come on and do this with us. But Ian Chan has rightly pointed out that, and I'll quote him here, from our Facebook Live page, he's put a comment. Neil looks like the sweaty Ang Mo on the set of Jurassic Park minus the dinosaurs.
I'm just going to report back to the NParks team. We have live viewers on Facebook Live, and apparently I look like the sweaty Ang Mo from Jurassic Park without the dinosaurs. Well, we just had a lizard. That's a relative.
Well,
I mean, it's close enough.
And LL Tan is reminding all of us to be careful of the saltwater crocodiles that love rolling around Sungai Below as well. So you got to be careful out there. We want you to come back so you can be on air next week.
Yes, our regular listener, LL Tan, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Yes, there are estuarine crocodiles that use the brackish water. See, I've got all the terminology.
You're just amazing.
They use brackish water, but we are under strict supervision. There is a guy off camera with a big gun. That's not true. I made that up. There is
right now, the NParks people are just dying, right?
Yeah. No, the NParks are panicking. There's no guns. There's no guns. It's a joke. But no, the waterways are strictly monitored by the NParks staff. Everything is under supervision and very professional guidance.
And those of you that want to get out there and do this, Melinda and Tom Heemster are on, and my good friend Tom Wolf is on from the U.S., seeing what we're doing here in Singapore from Elmhurst, Illinois, and lots of good friends watching today. Yet again, Singapore really, really being a city in a garden and trying to make that all happen. So great stuff today, Neil. Thank you very much to yourself, to your lovely wife, Tracy, to Abby Rose, and to all the good folks at NParks. Those of you who are interested, go to TreesSG, and you can see what's going on and how you can get involved. Appreciate your time today, Neil.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Keep watching. Keep listening.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.